We stayed at Andover for approximately 4 months, and then we were reunited with our dad, January 43, who had, funnily enough, settled at Lower Pennington near Lymington, where we started. One day in 43, I came across a 14-foot sailing dinghy. I didn't know I'd written this. I persuaded my dad to buy the dinghy, which he did for £25. Where he got that money from, God only knows. I wanted to sail it in Oxy Creek and in the Solent, and in order to do this, the craft had to be registered as a fishing boat. This was done, and with large identifying letters, SU-48, or some other number. It was painted on the bows and officially allowed me to sail between Needsor Point, which is up near Bewley, and Hurst Castle, which is down the other end. On my first trip, I took my trusting dad out for a sail, capsized. We crawled ashore on the marsh and then headed for home. But at this point, he decided the boat should be decked in, half-decked. Old timber was scarce. That's when he got these clothes posts. So he got these clothes posts and he sawed them all into planks. How's he doing that? And he laid these fat planks on the decking supports. The wood was then covered with canvas from part of a bell tent. I joined Lymington Town Sailing Club as a cadet and raced regularly.